Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Vic Walder, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to worship this morning, especially any visitors that might be with us, and also those joining us on live streaming. It's really great that we can celebrate the rain. Us farmers are really enjoying the opening break, and at Willow Creek we had about 35 millimetres just over a week ago, which is about inch and a half in the old terms, for those that don't know. The judging of the most popular tourist town this year has been declared that Victor Harbour is the most popular tourist town. And so what does that mean for us as a congregation here in Victor Harbour? We have lots of houses being built as well, and that means that there's tremendous outreach possibilities for us as a congregation. So we look forward to working out what tourism and extra population in Victor Harbour might mean for us in our outreach mission. There's an announcement about Messy Church that's not happening next week. It's been cancelled in favour of supporting the Colin Buchanan concert that's happening at the Investigator College on Sunday, next Sunday afternoon. I think that's at 2 o'clock. So we encourage you to encourage your young families that might be involved in your lives to go along and support Colin Buchanan and that concert. If anyone doesn't get the community news, Victor Harbour Lutheran community news, you can scan the QR code that's up there if you've got a good smartphone, and or subscribe that way through the QR code. Thank you, Derek, for playing the music for us this morning, and your Reuben Morgan songs that have come out of your schedule. Thank you for doing that for us today. We're blessed with your music. Our opening worship for our worship this morning. In all times, in all ways, in all of us, God is present. And so we gather together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of infinite grace, we come today with our heads full of noise, the noise of our lives. Often we don't even have enough time to sort truth from falsehood, enough brain space to know what we should retain and what we should ignore, enough energy to pay attention to what is important. This is who we are, God of patience. Today, as we gather with each other and with you, help us to be at peace in our minds so that we may experience your love. This is our prayer. Amen. And we'll stand for our first song, "And What the Lord Has Done in Me."
Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the blind say, "I can see." It's what the Lord has done in me. Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the blind say, "I can see." It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lord.
Because Jesus died and rose again, we have peace with God, our Heavenly Father. So let's take a moment to confess our sins to God and ask Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. Lord, we have come to see that our lives fall far short of your glory. And on the screen we should read, "Have mercy and forgive us. Lord, you have given your life for us and poured out your Spirit, yet we fail to return your love with all our heart. Too often we are selfish and proud, ignoring you, Lord, and neglecting others. Lord, when we do not truly trust and obey you, we are overwhelmed by self-pity, fear, and worry. In Christ we have a sure hope and a secure love, yet we follow the false hopes and desires of this world. Father, through the redeeming death of your Son on the cross, by your Spirit and through your word, transform and renew us to follow you with joy. Through Christ Jesus alone we have peace. And so in the name of Jesus I declare that your sins are forgiven. Be at peace, grow in his grace to the glory of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Amen. As we prepare to hear the word today, let's pray, asking the Lord to open our ears again to hear his word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have cleansed us from sin and saved us from the power of the enemy through the death and resurrection of your Son. Keep us drowning our sinful self by repenting day after day, and bring to life in us each day a new self to live with you forever. To you be the glory. Amen. Let's hear the word today.
First reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. This is the word of the Lord. And the second reading comes from Mark chapter 3. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He's possessed by Beelzebul. By the prince of demons, he's driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom's divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then they can plunder the strong man's house. Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They're guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting round him and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you, Marg, for sharing our readings today. In our readings today, we heard some rather offensive statements about statements that were said against Jesus. Statements that, show that the people who shared them really didn't understand who he was. His family came to him and said, "Jesus, you're out of your mind." The teachers of the law come to Jesus and say, "Well, you're possessed by Beelzebul. You have an impure spirit in you. You're driving out demons by the power of the prince of demons." Beelzebul. What a strange name. Have you ever found yourself thinking, what would that name mean? Well, this week I found myself going down that rabbit hole and discovered that Beelzebul means Lord of the Dung Heap. You found that funny, didn't you? Lord of the Dung Heap, how low can you go to say that you are the Lord of the Dung Heap? You can't get much lower than that. What an offensive statement to share with someone. In life, sometimes we find offensive statements. Jesus faced offensive statements. statements made against him by people who did not understand him. Yes, he was called names that we would say aren't nice. But does Jesus let those names get in the way? He doesn't doubt who he is. He knows the Spirit that is in him and continues to work with the Spirit of God to do the Lord's will. He stands firm in the face of this situation. And you and I can give thanks that it's because of his ability to stand firm in the face of such accusation that you and I now stand as the redeemed. Still today, offensive statements may come our way. Often offensive statements come when people don't understand or they disagree. And in Australian slang language, we often have our own little statement which tries to say exactly what these teachers of the law said. We might say of someone who we misunderstand or disagree with, "You are full of it." At times, accusations may be made against us because we claim to be followers of Jesus. And others may say of us, "You are full of it." Other times, we may be our own worst enemies. We may notice what we think, what we do, what we doubt, what we don't understand, and we may even curse ourselves and say, "You are full of it." But friends, here's the good news. Jesus has come to deal with all of it. He has come to deal with it. He has taken away our sin and makes us again pure. He forgives us, makes us holy, fills us with his Spirit so that we may know the love of God to life eternal. The unfailing love of Jesus overcomes our doubt, overcomes our pride, overcomes our darkness, overcomes even the memories of our guilt and shame. By the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of it is dealt with. All of our sin, once and for all. By the cross we gather clean and holy. And as we gather, our Lord Jesus continues to fill us with his Spirit to renew us, so that we too can stand firm, no matter what accusations people may throw at us or we may throw at ourselves. So let's give thanks and stand together as we sing of Jesus' unfailing love.
When the darkness fills my senses, when my blindness me from your touch, Jesus, come. When my burden keeps me doubting, when my memories take the place of you, Jesus, come, and I'll follow you there to the place where we meet, and I'll lay down my pride.
our offering prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings you shower on us each moment of every day. We bring before you now our monetary and reg offerings coming from hearts that have been transformed by your Holy Spirit. Bless both gift and giver to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pray for Pastor and ourselves. Dear Lord, we thank you for Pastor Nigel and his love for you and your word. We pray a blessing on this gathering and Pastor's message, that your Holy Spirit work in and through the words of Pastor to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, friends, I bring grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You've had a taste of our reading so far from our Gospel. Will we meet Jesus with the circle of people seated around him? He's in a house in Capernaum on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And we heard of two groups of people approaching this house. Two very different groups of people. Towards this circle where Jesus is gathered with people around him, firstly come people who were part of his family from Nazareth. We understand that they approached out of concern. Concern for Jesus' welfare. You see, Jesus and his disciples had been so swamped by the crowds of people that they were not even able to find the time or the ability to eat. And so Jesus' family come seeking Jesus out, calling him to step away from all that had happened and to flee to the quiet life. Jesus, you're out of your mind. Come to your senses, come back, have a break, regain your sanity. But then towards the same circle where Jesus is gathered comes this second group of people from Jerusalem. These are the teachers of the law who believed Jesus had that impure spirit in him and was harnessing satanic power. They came to fight Jesus with offensive accusations. For those of you who were following last week, you will recall that last week it was the Pharisees who were in dialogue with Jesus. But this week, it goes up a notch. The dialogue is escalated, as this time it is the teachers of the law who are in dialogue with Jesus. In other words, the big boys of the Jewish world of that day. They come to Jesus to accuse him of being possessed by Beelzebul, the Lord of the dung heap. As I've said before, to be accused in such a way shows how low they were willing to go in their accusations. And in the following breaths, they clarify that even further when they say, he's possessed by the prince of demons. By the prince of demons, he's driving out demons. But their accusations reflect their misunderstanding. Neither of these two groups understood who Jesus really was. Neither of them understood why Jesus had come. They thought they knew best, and so they tried to assert their authority over Jesus. In fact, all the way through the Gospel of Mark, we see examples of people time and time again not understanding who Jesus is. It's common. It's okay. It's okay not to understand. But friends, what will we do when we simply say, I don't understand? Will we take charge as if we think we know what's best? Will we seek to make accusations and create a fight to cover up the fact we don't understand? Or will we simply be willing to face what we do not understand, to sit with it, to wrestle with it, and to wait to see what we might discover together with him? I suspect that's what those people in Capernaum were doing around Jesus. Sitting with him, learning from him. They may not have yet understood, but they were growing in their understanding, growing in the grace of God. Sitting and learning from Jesus is so very different than making demands of Jesus or making offensive accusations against Jesus. It's fair to say understanding is not necessarily an easy thing to gain. Life can quickly get complicated. In life, we seek to grow our understanding often between each other. There are times when one of us might have a sense that we understand, at least understand from our own perspective, but then around us there may be people who don't see it our way, who we don't feel understand life the way we do. How will we relate to people who do not yet understand the way we understand? Will we learn to be patient and to sit with them, to love them without making offensive accusations? Our misunderstandings of each other often lead us to make offensive accusations against one another. But through our gospel reading today, I learn that the best way that we can deal with our need to understand is to sit. To sit and listen. And not just sit and listen to anyone, but to sit and listen to the one who can teach us, our Lord Jesus. It is good to sit and listen to our Lord Jesus, to seek his understanding and to allow his Spirit to grow faith in our lives as we experience his grace. And so when we are faced with awkward situations that we do not understand, it's only natural that we will either want to fight against it or flee away. But today, we discover a different way. Jesus honours those who sit with him. He honours those who sit with him and listen to him in the midst of the tensions that they live in. At the end of our reading, we heard Jesus looking out around the circle of people sitting around him and saying to them, "Here's my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my mother and brother and sister." In other words, those who were sitting in the circle listening to him were in fact doing God's will. As we sit with Jesus and listen to him, we are doing his will, and we hear the declaration that we are his family. That is so different to the cancel culture that we often experience in our world today. When someone disagrees with us, they will say, "You need to go away." But here Jesus, in love and grace, invites us to sit with him, to slow down, to stay with him, to listen to him. Friends, we can all approach Jesus with our own feelings of what is necessary and right. There are probably many times when we would love to say to Jesus what we want him to do or where he should be going. Jesus could quickly cancel out our request. But instead, he simply shows us where grace is found. Today, we learn that the blessing and grace of God is found in Jesus. And in Jesus, we receive an identity as his family. When we are willing to sit with Jesus in the middle of the uncomfortable situation, when we lean in and listen to him, we discover a relationship that is beyond our imagination. And right in the middle of our reading today, Jesus shared a parable. A parable that gives us a picture of the true authority and work of Jesus. A parable that can help us to understand why he came. Jesus has come. With authority. He's come with authority over Satan. He has dealt with Satan. He has tied up Satan so that Satan can no longer run wild and free. And with Satan, the prince of this world, tied up, all who follow Jesus no longer have anything to fear. There is no longer any accusation that can be thrown against you that can stick and hurt you. We are now free to simply go about with joy a life of sharing in the love of Jesus and sharing that with all. Jesus invites us to listen. Listen to all that he teaches us. And his teaching will always lead us to change our mind, to repent of our opposing views when we see that our attitude doesn't fit with God's love. His teaching will lead us to change our minds and to believe the good news that God, in fact, through Jesus, does forgive us. Today we have heard that there is forgiveness for every sin, except for the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. In other words, there is forgiveness for all who trust in the redeeming work of Jesus. For to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is simply to reject the lead of the Spirit in our lives and to deny the saving work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for us. Under the lead of the Spirit, you and I are invited to live in God's love and to share his good news so that all people may come to sit with Jesus and learn from him amidst their misunderstandings. By the power of the Spirit, may we continue to gather around Jesus. May we continue to listen to him. And as we listen to him, we honour him. And we find our new identity as part of his family. And we grow in his love to life eternal. May this be our journey, where we live together as family in his circle, in a circle that is also open to welcome others into it as part of his ever-expanding family. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen. Let's stand and sing of God's love again in this beautiful song.
We know that God in his love wants to give us more than we can ever ask for. So let us pray for the church and all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you are a God of compassion and mercy, everlasting and faithful, a God of promise who can calm the chaos and give us the courage we need to face the storms of life. All honour, blessing and praise we bring this day. Creator God, thank you for the rain of the past week that has watered the land and filled tanks and dams. We thank you that the earth has been replenished with refreshing water and the crops that were sown can produce fresh growth. We pray for a bountiful harvest at the end of the growing season. Thank you that you have brought us into your kingdom and have gathered us together as church in this place. Fill us with compassion for those who are in need and help us to give to others what we have received so abundantly from you. Grow in us a generosity of spirit and intention to be an active church in our Victor Harbour community, meeting the needs of those who pass through our doors. The Lutheran Centre, Encounter College and Residential Village. May we be a church community with open doors that welcomes all, that we may see people through your eyes, dear Lord. Loving God, hear our prayer and receive our thanks. Love and peace come from you and are ours to share. Thank you, God, for lives that bear witness to your steadfast love and the peace found only in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the gift of your prodding, which leads us out of the predictable and into the light of your love. You have given yourself to us. You come into our lives and speak into our hearts. Guide our worship so that it brings your grace and peace to all who attend, either with us or through the live streaming platform. Make every activity in this congregation one of blessing, encouragement, and enrichment for all who give and for all those who receive. Be with Pastor Nigel, Amelia, and their family, with our church leaders, John and Vic, as they lead their teams, with Marg and Marilyn as they serve our community in administration, with Calvin, Tori, and John at the college, Wendy, Hillary, and members of Harbour Village Board. Give them wisdom and humility in their leadership. Bless and strengthen them in their roles. Loving God, hear our prayer and receive our thanks. We pray for all people, for those who feel confident and know they are loved, for those who feel lost and all alone, for those who are hungry and those who are overfed. Together we are all your people, one family of your making. Help us to be wise in our care for each other. Be with our nation's leaders, the King, his representatives, the parliaments, the Prime Minister, Cabinet and departments, the opposition and the whole system of government at every level. Watch over all who are sick or suffering in any way and meet the needs of those we know personally to be in want. We pray a blessing on Jesse Walker, Di Welk, and Bartell and their families this day. For those who are facing hard medical decisions and for all who have ongoing health issues. Fill each one with a living hope and peace in your promises. We put into your merciful hands all those people for whom we pray. Loving Lord, you have drawn us into your circle. Hold us close as we listen to you. May we honour and learn from you. Help us each in our personal task as your representatives in the world. Keep us close to you in prayer and personal devotion, and give us a clear understanding of the contributions we can make. Thank you, dear Lord, for calling us mother, sister, brother. Merciful God, hear our prayer and receive our thanks. Accept this prayer we bring before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Yes, God of all creation, we bow to your infinite creativity. We thank you for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. When we call, you answer. You increase and strengthen the strengths of our lives. All the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. Even when we walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve us against the wrath of our enemies. You stretch out your hand and your right hand delivers us. We give you thanks, O Lord, with all our hearts, and so we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." I invite you today to come and receive this special meal as a sign of God's love for you, to receive the presence of Jesus afresh again this day through this meal, that you may be assured of who you are. You are part of his family, loved to life eternal. Come, for all is ready.
Church of the Redeemed. Days we will sing your praise.
May the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and preserve you in body and in soul to life eternal. Go in peace. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that through this meal you have cleansed us of sin, and through the death and resurrection of your Son, you have assured us of your forgiveness in this holy sacrament. Keep us drowning our sinful self by repenting day after day, and bring to life in us each day a new self to live with you forever. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as you go into this new week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favour and give you peace. Amen. Let's stand for our closing song.
You said, ask and you will receive. Whatever you need, you said, pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land. You said, your glory will fill the earth like water the seas. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near. You said, ask and I'll give the nations to you. Oh Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the and I'll give the nations to you. Oh Lord, that's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. You said, ask and you will receive whatever you need. You said, pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land. You said, your glory will fill the earth like water the sea. You said,
O Lord, I ask for the nation. O Lord, I ask for the nation.
Seated. Thanks for gathering together for our time of worship today. Visitors, thank you for joining us today. Please stay and enjoy a cuppa with us afterwards. And today we have a special treat. Some special chocolate cakes, I believe, are out for morning tea today. So please hang around and enjoy a cuppa with a piece of chocolate cake today. Also after worship today, Vic will be over this way for anyone who would like to say, can you just pray with me or for me? A great opportunity just to find that mutual support by inviting someone to pray for you for whatever it might be. Thank you to everyone who's worked either behind the scenes or up front to help us with our time of worship today. I look forward to seeing many of you next week. If some of you are travelling, God protect you as you go and enjoy your journey wherever that may take you. I also noticed today that there are some beautiful flowers sitting on a card table out there, which should not stay here. They need a home. And so if you today would like to brighten up someone's life by taking some flowers to give to someone, please make sure you take a bunch home with you to share with someone else. Or if you need a bunch to brighten up your home, I think it's there for you there too. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today.